Hello, my name is Jaira. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, ma'am. I have a problem, though, I need some help with. I have just come back from the downtown Civic Center, and I got my first vaccination. I don't even know what I got. I think it's the Pfizer. But anyway, I finally got through that long, long line, got into the building with my car, and the lady came by and opened the car door and had me hold my hand down, gave me my first shot. And so I asked her, when do I need to come back? She said, 21 days. I said, well, where do I get the appointment? She said, someone will give you a card on the way out, okay? So I followed all the directions. They waved me over to line number 4, where I had to sit parked for 15 minutes with my flashers on before driving out, and no one came and gave me a card. I sat there 15 minutes. Car behind me was behind me, and they was impatient, honking the horn at me. So I had to drive out. There was nobody at the exit drive there, and I didn't get another appointment card. What do I need to do?
Okay, the best thing to go ahead and do, if you didn't receive any appointment information to actually get scheduled for that next shot, the best thing to do is go ahead and pre-register for the Hill. What county are you in?
In Mobile County.
Okay, so I would say the only thing we can recommend you to do so that you can get that next shot is go ahead and register again with the number that I can give you. And what we do is fax your form. So they're going to fax your form to the health department in your county. And takes the health department about 2 to 4 days to give you a call after you pre-register, and they just schedule you for your shot. That's the easiest thing that we can recommend you doing.
Okay.
Did you want to go ahead and pre-register?
Yes, if I could, please.
Okay. That number is going to be go ahead.
My dog, I'm sorry. She's barking, and I'm sure it's shrill. Be quiet.
Okay, let me know when you're ready for that number.
Stop her. She's killing me. I'm so sorry. She starts every time
I'm on the
phone.
Okay, no problem.
Now, where were we?
Okay, so let me know when you're ready for that number, and I'll go ahead and give it to you.
I am.
Okay, so it's going to be 855.
Uh-huh.
566.
Okay.
5333.
Okay, and they'll pre-register me or somebody will call me?
No, you have to call them, and then you're going to speak with a agent. So they're going to ask for your information. They're going to need your county, first and last name, your age, and your email address if you have one.
Okay.
And then once they get it submitted, the form is going to go to the health department, and the health department is going to give you a call in the next, I think the longest it takes is maybe a week, but usually it takes about 2 to 4 days when we pre-register someone for them to get a call back.
2 to 4 days to a week.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I appreciate that so much. Thank you so much for your assistance.
No problem. Was there anything else I can help you with?
I think that's all I need. That's 855-566-5333.
That's correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I appreciate it, hon. Thank you so very much.
No problem, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day today, okay?
You as well. Thanks so much. Bye-bye now.